Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. Now, COVID-19 has caused many businesses to have to reset their operations, but many are already planning ahead for the other side of the situation as some of their workforce return to work and economies worldwide begin to reopen. How has, though, this huge shift in workplace behavior that we're seeing impact how we will work in the future? And how can organizations transform to keep up? We're speaking today to Jeremy Deutsch, who's president of Asia Pacific at Equinix, about thriving in a post-pandemic world. Jeremy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Howie.
So what do you think the profile of the new workforce is going to look like? Us in our PJs and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I think you know, we're all going to get nice new PJs more frequently, I think, definitely. But as far as how the profile is going to look, I think, you know, we're already seeing in Singapore that, you know, over 80% of people have been working from home over the last few months. I think, you know, even once COVID-19 rescinds, we're going to see more people working from more flexible locations, home or outside of offices. So I definitely think we're going to see that as we move forward.
So basically, remote working doesn't necessarily have to be at home, just not in one geographical location for 8 hours, 5 days a week kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think that creates new challenges for businesses as they're considering how they enable their internal users and also their external customers to access their platforms. And I think we're definitely seeing that shift over the last few months. We've probably seen a shift in digital transformation of, you know, a year or two in the space of 3 months.
Mm. So anecdotally, there have been two camps, the camps that have been remotely working and are super productive, they're finding, because they're saving time on the commute, etc. And then the other camp, which is finding it challenging. So productivity and performance has been something that's come up, though. What will these two things look like in the post-COVID world? How can we sort of marry the two better, so to speak, not just have one group of people do really well in these kinds of conditions and one not so great?
That. And I think it's incumbent upon businesses and organizations to really kind of level the playing field for their teams and make it so that they can have accessible services from these remote locations as well. And that really comes back to the incumbency on companies at the moment is to consider pretty quickly how they're doing their digital transformation, how they're changing their processes from being analog and paper-based into digital, but then also how they're getting those services over the internet directly into people's flexible work location. So I think that's going to be critical for productivity for companies, and it's critical for productivity of the teams as well.
Challenges, though, long-term remote working, what sort of things might come up?
I think we're going to see a range of issues. So as I mentioned, we've seen pretty rapid digital transformation, and I'll give you a case example. In the last 90 to 100 days, we've seen internet traffic in Singapore, as an example, pick up, you know, 30%+. Now, that kind of growth normally happens over a year. So from an infrastructure perspective, this means that organizations need to go back, have a look at how they've architected their networks, go back and look at how they've architected their interconnections to cloud service providers, and make it so that all of those services are robust and ready to support remote working and remote users, remote customers, moving forward. And I think that's going to become even more critical as we progress over the next few months.
So beyond the internet infrastructure or connectivity, what other things might come up as well? Also, I'm not quite understanding why internet traffic has increased. It's just the geographical location of the worker that's changed, hasn't it? How much you access the internet, it's increased as well, you're saying.
Correct. So let me take you through that. So if you consider that most of us were in work environments up until quite recently, we were dealing with processes that may not have been digitized at all. So they may have involved us going around and talking to people directly at desks. There may have been paper flows between different departments rather than digital flows. What we're having to do now to make sure we get back to that efficiency that you mentioned is making sure that all of those processes are digitized, which means as we're moving that digital workload onto networks, the traffic is dramatically increasing. So it's not just the change in location, it's the change in how we're doing business.
Yeah.
And really, companies are having to dramatically reconsider how they've architected their own platforms and therefore their digital transformation strategy to make sure that that's optimized the best way possible to enable these new types of workflows that we're going to do.
So what else should organizations do to prepare for tomorrow's permanent remote office worker, so to speak?
Look, I think it comes back to that that digital transformation piece. I think this has been something that many organizations have looked at over the past few years. Some have embraced more than others.
Yeah.
I think it's incumbent upon leaders right now to really step it up on digital transformation, look for those opportunities. Certainly the government in Singapore is providing additional considerations to support organizations going through these changes, leverage the service providers in the market, and really prepare yourself, because I think we will definitely get back into office environments, and we're starting to in various locations around the world and starting to even in Singapore. But I don't think it's going to return back to where we were before. So I think digital transformation is going to become even more important to organizations. So I'd say put that number one on the corporate radar at the moment would probably be my suggestion.
We're speaking with Jeremy Deutsch, who is president of Asia Pacific at Equinix. So the internet infrastructure right now, not able to sustain, you think, the surge in remote working?
Look, I think the internet is fortunately designed to be very resilient, and it's designed for peaks. So we're benefiting from the fact that the internet was designed for, you know, peaks that are above where we're currently operating. However, our new peaks, as I mentioned, given all that new traffic flow is becoming digitized, the new peaks will be even higher. So again, as digital transformation is top of mind, making those internet links, making those connections to cloud providers even more robust, I think is going to become even more critical. And we're going to have to prepare for even higher peaks over the next 6 to 12 months as more digitization happens.
Jeremy, earlier you mentioned how some organizations have embraced that digital transformation, or it started earlier, but results haven't always been positive, have they? Technology just for the sake of embracing technology.
Look, absolutely. I think, you know, there are some things that that we all benefit from being physically connected as well. And you know, if I look at an example, one of the most successful areas during this pandemic has been the pickup of video conferencing. So we're still operating together and communicating without making all of the processes digitized. But we are using digital services to make sure that we're leveraging the capabilities of our teams well. And I think that's going to be the area of focus. So it's not necessarily changing all of your processes into digital workflow. It may be embracing cloud services like Zoom or like Cisco WebEx to really enable your business to continue to collaborate, innovate, and grow.
What about the workforce? How do we get them on board with these changes and quickly, because the changes are happening quickly as well?
Absolutely. And I think that my view is that comes back to leadership. So if the leadership of the organization sees the capability of the company to transform, you have to lead the teams through that. And it always comes back to a change mindset. If the organization has that change mindset and sees the way to deliver a better experience and a better capability for the company, I think that is going to be the driving benefit for organizations and for all of us as we're working for our companies.
So pre-COVID-19, it was digitally transforming companies, say, in the last, what might have happened in 2 or 3 years, in 3 months, you said, was the pace, yeah? So digital transformation fatigue is something that's coming up as well. Particularly for me, I can't say digital properly. So the fact that I've had to say it so often has been a little challenging, but it's a real thing, isn't it, Jeremy?
Yeah, look, I definitely think so. So I would give this advice to C-level leaders in organizations. Sit down, think it through. There are architectures that make more sense, and do it once and do it right. So focus on getting the interconnection of all of your digital services together up front. That will then make it a very seamless process for your internal IT organization and then ultimately for your users, which is the best way to do digital transformation. So it doesn't become a burden, it actually becomes an assistance to the business as it grows.
Are we talking about companies that have legacy systems or companies that are starting brand new? Does it make a difference, Jeremy?
I think for both. We're in a situation where even companies that were born in the cloud, as it were, are having to solve the new services as they're dealing, you know, even if we just deal with video conferencing. I think that's a good example, but there's many, many different applications for corporate life that we're going to need in a different way as we move forward. So even those born in the cloud are also having to go through digital transformation. But certainly for more mature businesses that have established systems, I think we're in the situation where digital transformation is what I'm seeing is top of the priority list for most CIOs at the moment.
Jeremy Deutsch, President of Asia Pacific at Equinix. Jeremy, thanks for joining us today, and take care, sir.
Thank you, Howie. Appreciate it.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.